Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Unmute Presents. This is Lucy with all things Lady A. Today, we are going to start a series on health and fitness, or should I say health, wellness, and fitness. And I don't know how many parts this is going to have, so we'll just say that this is part one, and we'll go from there. So today, I want to talk a little bit about health and being positive, and then get into a little bit about fitness. So first of all, let me start by saying a little disclaimer that anything I say during these episodes is strictly my opinion, and it is not based on any professional knowledge at all. And it's only based on information you can get from your Lady A devices. So if your device is named Amazon, then you are going to want to mute your device if you are not wearing headphones while listening to this podcast, because I'm going to be saying that word quite a lot during this episode, and I will activate your device. So first of all, I believe that good physical and mental health starts out with a positive attitude. So one of the skills that I use is called positive affirmation. And I believe in positive affirmation. If you tell yourself these things, you will soon believe them about yourself. And having a positive attitude and a state of well-being, I believe, is a precursor to having good physical and mental health. So there is a skill that I use called positive affirmation. So let's open that up. Amazon, open positive affirmation.
Today we have a celebrity affirmation by Ashley Graham. I am bold. I am brilliant. And I am beautiful. Repeat after me. I am bold. I am brilliant. And I am beautiful. Once more. I am bold. I am brilliant. And I am beautiful. Ms. Graham, a staunch advocate of body positivity, also happens to be the first ever plus-size Sports Illustrated swimsuit model. Until tomorrow, goodbye.
All right, so if you keep telling yourself that, then you're going to believe it, like I said. And it's different every day, so I think that's kind of cool. Now, the next one I think helps is to try to be happy in your life. And there's a skill called Dr. Happy. And when you enable it, you will put it in what they call your flash briefing. And that is, you can have several skills in your flash briefing, whether they be news skills or weather or whatever. And every time you ask your device to tell you your flash briefing, it will read you those skills that you have put in there. So a couple of the skills that I have put in there are no longer available, and I'm not sure how to delete them from my flash briefing. So when I ask for my flash briefing, you will hear it say that a couple of these skills are not available anymore, and then it will start reading something from Dr. Happy. So let's try that. Amazon, what is my flash briefing?
Here's the latest from your flash briefing. Sorry, Muggle with a Mic's updates are not available right now. Sorry, the Blind Spots updates are not available right now. From Dr. Happy, allow me to state at the outset, I've nothing against answers. You know what you know, and if you can know more, that's relevant and useful, and that's great. But I do think we sometimes focus too much on knowing and are much less comfortable. As many of you would well be aware, I spend most of my professional time speaking at conferences and events and writing books and other content. When I speak and write, I focus mostly on various applications of positive psychology, including themes such as happiness. Do you believe everything you read in the newspapers, see in online news sources, or hear on TV or radio? Do you believe everything other people say? I hope not. But before I go on, let me be clear, this post isn't about fake news. So, what have I found this week in terms of my readings around happiness and well-being? As always, quite a bit from the Huffington Post comes a great article titled "The 9 Habits Positive Psychologists Swear By for a Fulfilling Life." It refers to its International Day of Happiness. Why does this matter? Well, on the one hand, it doesn't. Because every day should be a day in which we focus on happiness. But at the same time, like other special days that highlight particular causes or issues, Global News BC's updates are not available right now. That's all for now.
Okay, so that will give you different little tidbits on happiness every day. So that's kind of cool. So if you do have any physical things that you want to find out about, WebMD, I'm sure you've heard of that as a website that is available to us. And there's also a Lady A skill. So, like I said, this is, not to be taking the place of any healthcare professional or opinion or anything like that. So let's see here. Amazon Open WebMD.
Hello, this is WebMD. I can tell you about health conditions, drugs, or even side effects. This bot is not a substitute for medical advice from a medical professional. What would you like to know?
Health conditions.
Which condition do you want to know about?
Flu.
The flu is an illness caused by a virus. In most people, it lasts 5 to 7 days, but it can stick around for up to 2 weeks. The worst symptoms usually last 3 to 4 days. Flu medicines can shorten symptoms by about a day, but you need to start taking them within 2 days of noticing symptoms for them to work. Is there something else you'd like to know?
No.
Thank you for using WebMD. Goodbye.
So, like it said, you can ask about health conditions, drugs, or side effects of drugs. So if you take any medication that you want to know about, you can ask that. But also be sure to ask your pharmacist or your physician to make sure that everything coincides. Because I wouldn't want you to use this skill as your only resource. Okay, so there are some pharmacy apps also that you can use. There's a pharmacy picker where it helps you pick a pharmacy in your area. There is pharmacy history, and that will tell you some of the history of certain drugs. There's pharmacy informatics facts. Let's get into a little bit about fitness. There are several workout skills that you can use. There's a 7-minute workout, a 5-minute workout, core and cardio. There's a 6-minute full body stretch, pop sugar active, women's health yoga, mindfulness minute. And there's also some breathing skills that you can enable. Box breathing meditation, deep breaths. There's a personal trainer. There are just tons and tons of workout skills that you can use here. So let's just see what the 5-minute workout is. Amazon, open 5-minute workout.
Okay, here's 5-minute workout, core and cardio.
Welcome to 5 Minute Core and Cardio. Today, we are going to blast your core, have fun, and lose weight in the process. Let's warm up with 25 seconds of jumping jacks. Make sure to spread your legs wide and get your arms all the way up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You should start feeling your blood begin to flow now. 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Almost there. You're doing great. 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Okay, let's move on to some high knees. Still standing up, focus on engaging your core and lifting your knees up hip height one at a time. Okay, 20 of these. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stay on the balls of your feet. Try not to lean back. 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.
That's Amazon. It. Stop. Okay, so it just gives you different exercises, basically aerobic type things to get your heart rate up there. And so let's see what the 6 minute full body stretch is all about. Amazon, open 6 minute full body stretch.
I found a few matches for that. Uh-oh. Did you mean 6 minute full body stretch?
Yes.
Okay, here's 6 minute full body stretch. Welcome to the 6 minute full body stretch. Please tell me when you are ready to start.
I'm ready.
Hi, this is the 6 minute full body stretch. We're going to stretch 6 main muscle groups, starting at our head, working our way down to our toes. Are you ready? Let's begin. Stand straight with your feet shoulder width apart. First, neck stretch. Tilt your head to the left. And using your left hand, start to gently pull your head towards your left shoulder. We're going to stretch both sides of the neck for 30 seconds. You want to feel a gentle stretch in your neck. Deep breaths. Seconds. It is a great routine to do in the morning, after a workout, or just at the end of a long day. Seconds. Switch sides. Gently pull your head towards your right shoulder. Seconds. Relax those neck muscles. 3, 2, 1, done. Good job. Now, shoulder stretch.
Amazon, stop. Okay, so you get the idea. And you know, these are pretty well audio described because obviously these are audio devices that we're using. So let's just try mindfulness minute. After we work out, we're going to want to relax. Amazon, open mindfulness minute.
Okay, here's mindfulness minute.
Welcome to your iHeart mindfulness minute. Today, we will focus on a simple phrase that can change your life. Close your eyes. Tune into your breathing. Become centered in the present moment. And say the following words out loud. Isn't it wonderful? And again. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful? It is wonderful. Repeat this simple phrase throughout your day especially as you're falling asleep at night, and watch as it works wonders in your life. Open your eyes, feeling wonderful.
Did you enjoy this mindfulness minute today?
Amazon, stop.
Sure. When you are ready, just say, Alexa, open mindfulness minute.
All right. So there are, like I said, tons of skills that you can enable for working out, for positive and for affirmations, for guided meditation, all kinds of great resources for your mental and physical health. So that's all we're going to do today. And next month, we will cover another aspect of health with some skills on your Lady A devices. So that is all for now. If you have any suggestions or feedback for me, you can send an email to feedback@unmute.show. So bye until next month and have a healthy month.
The music used in this content was Thanks to Andre Louis and his Shorts collection.